Good morning, survivors, and welcome to Mercury, a broadcast of hope. I'm Dr. Rosalind Clark, here today with Michelle Rimes. It's day 2,591 since we came back on the air. Any news you want to report, Michelle?
Yes. My dad, Will, is leaving the area as of this afternoon. If anybody has anything they'd like to say to him or any trading deals they'd like to do, now's the time because he's going to be going soon.
What about his trade with Max? He's owed a bottle of goat milk, and Steve isn't giving any.
I wrote to the Mennonite community and asked them to send a bottle down here. I traded pretty heavily for it, especially for the rush shipping, but it's worth it. He's got his milk, and he's leaving.
So Max owes you now?
Nope. Everyone is squared away. I'm just trying to get past this as quickly as possible so I never have to think about it ever again.
Did you have another talk with your dad?
No, I have nothing to say to that man. I gave him his milk, waved goodbye, and turned my back on him the same way he turned his back on me.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. It's just...
Ugh, don't tell me. Let me guess, you think I should forgive him?
Well, yes, actually I do. What he did was terrible. I'm not trying to absolve him of that. He had his reasons for putting you in the foster system in the first place, but he shouldn't have promised to come back if he didn't actually intend to do it. And he shouldn't have come back into this area and played that weird cat and mouse game with you. But you only had one brief conversation with him. There's no way he was able to convey the full story and all the complex emotions he must have felt.
You talked to him? You actually came away with the impression that this man has complex emotions?
Emotions are complex by their very nature. He lost his wife when she gave birth to you. He struggled with depression and financial hardship for 9 years, and when he couldn't take it anymore, he made the decision to give you up to foster care.
Yeah, and then he found out how much better and easier life was without me.
Or maybe he thought your life was better and easier without him.
He could have written. He could have visited. He could have asked. I would have been glad to have told him I didn't care how much we had to scrimp and save and sacrifice if it meant I could be with him.
You have the chance to tell him that now. The love you felt for him is still somewhere inside you, but time and being alone with your thoughts for all these years has changed it into something you don't recognize anymore.
That's right. But it is too late for that. He had plenty of chances to come and find me and explain himself, and he didn't. I'm sorry, Dr. Clark, but I can't do it. He doesn't deserve it, and I don't know why this is so important to you anyway.
Because you deserve it. I get it. Will is irredeemable in your eyes. And you have plenty of good reasons to feel that way. But living with that kind of hate in your life is a burden you don't need to carry. You don't have to forgive him to his face. Let him go on believing that you hate him if you want, but you need to forgive him in your own heart so that you can start to heal.
You might be right. But right now, I can't. Maybe I'll feel differently about it in a year or two, maybe even a week. But for right now, I'm glad he's going to be gone soon. And I'm glad I have played a part in that. And with luck, I will never see him again.
Michelle, we only get one chance to be with our fathers. My dad never did anything like what Will did, but we had our disagreements, sometimes bitter ones. But now that he's gone, I miss him.
Trust me. Missing my dad is something I got over a long time ago. I missed him for years, and then one day I woke up and realized I just didn't anymore. And I'm still not entirely sure why everyone is so comfortable talking about my personal issues on the air.
You're right. It's just, you brought it up when you said he was leaving, and the conversation just took its course. What do you want to talk about instead with the time we have left?
Nothing. I want to sign off. I'm done for today.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow. For Mercury, broadcast of hope, this has been Dr. Rosalind Clark and Michelle Rimes. Take care of each other.